Would you have things like strawberries or huckleberries or something like that you could keep?
Yeah, they keep a limited time.
Years ago, he said.
Yeah, well, years ago. I don't know. I was up in Canada, in the province of Quebec, in 1952. The International Paper Company had a big camp up there for their customers. And in this camp, at the main lodge house, outside they had a small house, about twice as big as this room.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wintertime, they would take, they would cut ice from the lakes and take it and store it in there, dig them out deep, store it in there, and next summer they have all the ice in there, all the summer.
God.
But that's the way they did it.
Uh-huh.
And they still do it that way.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things would you use for cleaning up? Or would your mother use for cleaning up?
Cleaning up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, depending on what you're cleaning.
You mean like detergents?
Well, no, just whatever, say his mother might use years ago to clean things.
Well, the big detergent of that day was what they call Pearlene.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear of it anymore. No, they had to make their soap at home, but they couldn't go to the store. And then finally, Octagon soap came on the market, and many other detergents and products. But Lye soap was something that they made out of grease.
Mm-hmm.
It was saved from frying bacon and such as that.
Mm-hmm.
And they could make a big pot full of Lye soap. And it was clean, don't misunderstand.
If you got some grease on your hands,
wash it off.
Uh-huh. What would you say your hands were? You'd say your hands were all. If you had some grease on them,
they were soiled.
Uh-huh. They were soiled, or would you say they were?
They were dirty, in other words.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Just like dirty clothes. But what you'd have to do in that case, just take some soap and water and wash it off.
Mm-hmm.
Because grease wouldn't come off that easy. Mm-hmm. Putting that lye soap would cut it.
Mm-hmm. What would your mother use to sweep with?
Well, of course, right before the days, we didn't have soap broom and much of a kind. We had what they call broom sage.
Mm-hmm.
S-E-D-G-E.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes... It grew up and it had a... You could sweep with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just it was a light material. You couldn't carry a heavy load with it, but it was clean. And especially on wooden floors, it says that do a beautiful job.
Mm-hmm. How would they keep clothes clean?
How'd they keep them clean? West places tried not to get them dirty.
Uh-huh.
Second thing is, they got clothing was clean. I remember the old time pressing club.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a way of, they'd take them and scrub them with gasoline. If, like, material like this, where you couldn't wash it, you'd have to take it and clean it. And then, of course, the processes of cleaning clothing have changed material in advance.